Thank you for checking out Real Talk Personal Finance. Shit's about to get real. Cashflow King with you today. And in today's Get Your Money Right segment, build your balance sheet, the net worth snapshot. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. As always, we really, truly appreciate it. I wanted to do this episode because I think it's kind of an interesting thing for everyone to take a look at. And quite frankly, you have or should have all of the relevant information that you need to get this thing here in motion. So we're going to talk about your net worth today. We're going to talk about your balance sheet, and we're going to use that balance sheet to do a very simple calculation to see what your net worth is. And this is an exercise I think that a lot of people, quite frankly, have never done before. It's always kind of nice for them to be able to see that. So in prior Get Your Money Right segments, if you were following along and you started out with the episodes in sequence, then you should already have a lot of this information. So on the beneficiaries episode that we did not too long ago, you were going to make a list of all your assets and you were going to figure out if you had beneficiaries listed, if you needed to make any updates to your beneficiaries and so on. So you can go ahead and pull that list out at this time. The next thing, going way back towards the beginning of the year on the Get Your Money Right segments, we had an episode, I believe it was released at the end of January, where you wrote out all of your debts, right? The amount that you owed, the monthly payment, the interest rate, who the lender is, all those sorts of things. So you should have that already as well. So you're going to want to go ahead and pull that out. And then from these two documents, we're going to basically list out your assets. We're going to build your balance sheet. And then we're going to calculate your net worth. Now, when I personally do this, I have a Google Sheets file, basically, with multiple tabs on there. And we've kind of built this from scratch and divided it into different sections. And most people probably have no interest in doing that. So I thought, okay, if I was going to do this all over again and I wanted a very simple template to sort of follow, where would I go to get this and what's a quick way to get started? Because we all know the easier it is for us to do, the more likely it is we're probably going to do it, at least for most people. So you might remember the website that was mentioned before called vertex42.com. That's V as in Victor, E-R-T-E-X, vertex42.com. Again, I have no affiliation with the site. They just have a lot of cool templates on there. As a matter of fact, I was poking around to find something for this show, and I went ahead and pulled down another one. They got this pretty cool car comparison calculator. I haven't really messed with it yet, but just looking at it briefly, it looked pretty interesting, and I'm always looking at cars, and so might want to go ahead and start to fill that out for my own personal use. But anyway, if you go to vertex42.com, you're going to see a whole bunch of templates and planners and whatnot. If you scroll down on that main page quite a bit, I'm going to see if I can find it again. I just had it. Yeah. And we're going to go under financial calculators. There'll be like a reddish maroon horizontal bar, and then in white capital letters it says financial calculators. And there'll be a picture, at least when I'm looking at it at the time of this recording, of three different calculators right below that. And then in a little gray area below those three pictures, you'll see other popular financial calculators. So again, vertex42.com, V-E-R-T-E-X-42.com. Scroll down quite a bit until you get to the financial calculator section in red or maroon, and then go to the gray area right below that. And on the bottom right, there's a link that says personal financial statement. Go ahead and click on that. When you do that, it's going to bring you to the next page. Again, scroll down just a tad. And you can download this however you want. There's a link to download it for Excel. And there's a link to download it to Google Sheets. For the purposes of this podcast for today, I just went ahead and downloaded it to Excel. And you'll notice when you open it up, there's multiple tabs across the bottom. I believe there are five different tabs. And this is a little bit dated. It looks like they made this back in 2015. But I did review it briefly. I didn't check the formulas and functionality, so I can't say with 100% certainty that everything in here is correct. But I would imagine if it's on a site like this, it probably is. But when you download it, you're going to be defaulted to the info tab, and it's going to say applicant and co-applicant. And you might think, why the hell do I need to fill this out? You don't, right? This might be something that somebody would want to put together if they were going to go to a bank, for example, and they were expecting the bank to ask them for a personal financial statement. They might start to put their information in here. What we're going to use it for, or what you're going to use it for if you choose to, is to help build your balance sheet. So if we click on the next tab at the bottom that says balance sheet, it's going to bring us to the next tab. And my computer is having a brain fart at the moment. Here we go. Okay, so you'll see personal balance sheet, right? It will say assets with a blue, kind of navy blue bar, horizontal bar across the top there in row 3. And then they'll have different categories of those assets. And then if we scroll down, you'll see liabilities below that. And then finally, towards the bottom, it will say net worth, assets minus liabilities. And that's all your net worth is. If you took all your assets, everything that you own, and you subtracted all your liabilities, everything that you owe, you would get a net worth number, right? Assets minus liabilities equals net worth. Pretty simple. So the way that this spreadsheet appears to work, and again, you can edit this and do this however you want to, but you'll notice if you go back up to the top where it says assets underneath cash, it's going to say checking account, savings account, CDs, and other cash. And there's little hyperlinks right next to that. And then there's some gray cells where it says, you know, a dollar amount. I think when you initially download it, it says checking account and it starts with 5,000. You can basically take your asset sheet and start entering in information, and it should automatically aggregate and pull that information into this balance sheet tab. So for now, after we just looked briefly at the balance sheet and scrolled up and down, we're not going to put any numbers in on this tab right now. Instead, we're going to go to details, which is the third tab in. And this is where you'll see it says detailed account information. And it will say Schedule 1, Schedule 2, and so on. And you can simply fill in that information. So again, all you're really doing in this case is transferring the information that you should already have if you've listened to and done the quote-unquote homework assignments, if you will, from the prior episodes. You can simply transfer that information onto this document. So where it says checking and savings accounts, you can go ahead and type in, like it says there, the institution, the type of account, and the balance. So it says bank XYZ, type is checking, balance is 5,000. So if you have several bank accounts, you can go ahead and do that. You can insert rows if you need to. And then as you're doing that, it should aggregate this information and spit it back out more in summary format on that balance sheet tab, that second tab that we were just on. So I would say go ahead and put in all your assets as you see here under the detailed account information, under the details tab. Go ahead and type all that in. If you keep scrolling down, let's see here. Yeah, if you keep scrolling down, eventually the blue will turn into like a pinkish red when you get to Schedule 10, and it says credit accounts and some other items there, Schedule 11, loans and notes payable. Again, you should have the majority of this information, if not all of it already. You can simply go in and fill that out as needed. And once you enter that information, there's Section 12 or Schedule 12 is other liabilities. It should automatically spit and feed that back over again to the prior tab balance sheet. And so if you do all this correctly, and again, I haven't cross-checked this because I just downloaded it right before recording this episode, but assuming everything works the way it's supposed to, all of your assets should import in summary form or category format to this balance sheet tab under the asset section. Your liabilities should do the same thing. And then at the bottom, your net worth should be reflected there. If you don't want to plug and play this way and you want to build your own, you certainly can. It's really not that hard to do. You know, I do, and I don't know if I want to do this or not, but I guess I can. If anybody is interested, I'll obviously delete everything, but in terms of categories and formatting, I can send you sort of a blank copy of what we do if you want it. But just to kind of talk through it as I'm looking at it, it has the balance sheet, right? And then I kind of divide it up into two different sections. So let me pause here for a second. So that is, if you want to do the Vertex 42, we just completed that in description and describing how that's going to work. So you can use that if you want. If you want to build your own, you can. What I'm going to do right now is walk through the one that I built, which again, it's nothing overly fancy by any means, but it's how we try to keep things organized in one of our tabs. So I've kind of sort of built a lot of the same functionality into our Google Sheets workbook. And the first tab is basically the financial dashboard. And I've kind of built that out in terms of what's important. So all the information from the different tabs will feed into the financial dashboard, and I can just click on that and basically look at everything in summary format and see if there's anything glaring that, you know, needs attention. But as far as the balance sheet itself, the way that we've categorized it is as follows. So if you're in Excel, right, I kind of split this up and I put these categories sort of down the middle, right? So in my case, it's going to be in columns D and E. I've merged those cells to create these categories. And then I have some information on the left-hand side, and I also have some other information on the right-hand side. So on the left-hand side is mostly personal stuff, right? So for example, at the top, the first category that's in the middle when I merge cells D and E says cash. And then on the left-hand side in columns A, B, and C, I have the information. So the name of the account, the balance of the account, and then any notes go in column C. So for example, we have a particular credit union that we use. So it'll say that credit union's name, checking account, that's in cell A, right? Then next to that, or so cell A3, column A, cell A3 will say such and such credit union, checking account. Cell right next to that, B3, moving over to the right, will have the dollar amount. Here's how much is in that account. And then again, moving over to the right, cell C3 will say any notes, right? So when the account was started, if the account was retitled, if it's something we're thinking about keeping or removing, I'll have any sort of notes like that that are relevant in column C. And so we have all that information, right? We list all that out, and then I have those summed up, and they feed over into cell D4 in this case. So column D, where I have underneath cash on the left-hand side is personal. So I have personal accounts listed out individually on the left, and those feed into a summary personal cell under cash in the middle in column D. I do the exact same thing on the right-hand side, so any business accounts, right? So for the rentals, for example, I have the same information over there, same format, you know, name of the institution, dollar amount, any notes, and then I have those summed, and they feed into under the column E underneath the cash heading. It'll say business. So I can very quickly click on this and look right in the middle under the balance sheet in the middle category there at the top that says cash, and I can see how much personal cash we have and how much business cash we have, right? Very simple. And some of that same information feeds over into that financial dashboard that I was talking about. But anyway, that's kind of the format that we use. So, you know, I have cash as one category, and then coming down, I have not what I call non-qualified investments. So these are going to be non-retirement investments, right? Could be brokerage accounts, real estate, syndication, stuff like that. And then coming down again, I have a section for retirement. Next section I have down is for insurance. And then I have a section for other. And I go through, you know, several different things under other. And then at the very bottom, I do sort of a little net worth calculation. I have assets listed. I have liabilities listed. I have the net worth listed, which again feeds into the other cell. So you can make this as complicated or not as you want to. I personally like to go in here and make updates as needed. So I usually keep the last date that I updated it at the top right hand side, so I can quickly look at it and say, okay, I haven't updated this thing in 2-3 weeks or a month or, you know, whatever it's been, and I can go in and start plugging in some numbers, and everything is automatically calculated for me. You could do the exact same thing like we just talked about in the Vertex 42 workbook or spreadsheet. So it's whatever works for you, but basically you want to list out all your assets and categorize them as you see fit. You want to do the exact same thing with your liabilities and categorize those as you see fit, and then simply take the difference of the two to come up with your net worth. And you'll hear different people keep track of different things. I think a lot of times when people first get started, everyone's always talking about, hey, you know, how much money do you make? What's your salary? What's your income, right? Everyone's focused on income. So-and-so makes X number of dollars, right? You know, I remember one time many, many years ago, I was at a brewery and I heard these two girls talking at the bar, and they were talking about this guy that was a physician, and so-and-so makes, you know, whatever it was, I don't remember, $600,000 a year. It's like, well, okay, that's great, you know? And what I wanted to say was like, cool, like that seems like a really good living, but at the same time, like, what's their net worth? How much do they have in student loans? What are their expenses like? What do they have for assets and investments? Do they have any other income streams? Of course, I'm not gonna say that. I'm just at the bar waiting on my fucking beer. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. So most people, when they're younger, they focus on income. And then over time, and some people still do, right? A lot of times we talk about passive income. I know a lot of people, myself included, like to focus on passive income. What's your cash flow, right? if you didn't work and you just had your investments working for you, like how much money comes through the door every month, net of all expenses and reserves and all that kind of shit, you know? But the further along you get and the more financially sophisticated people start talking about net worth, you might hear somebody say, how much is so-and-so worth? Or did you know so-and-so is worth this much? And what they're talking about is net worth, right? Because just looking at one side of the equation or another side of the equation doesn't necessarily tell you the whole story. And there's another podcast out there that gives an example, I think it's excellent, where they talk about, you know, somebody that has, if all you knew was somebody had $10 million of debt, what would you say? And most people, when they hear the word debt, there's a negative connotation. They automatically assume that it's going to be a negative thing and like, oh, that person's, you know, fucking up shit's creek without a paddle, right? They're in deep shit. Maybe they are. But the other side of it is, if you heard that somebody had $10 million in debt, you would wonder, well, how do they get into that much debt? And what lenders let them get into that much debt? And the more you think about it, it's like, wow, I wonder what their assets are. Maybe they have $10 million of debt. Maybe they have $50 million of assets. And when you think about the other side of the equation, when you think about the asset side, in this simple example, $50 million of assets minus $10 million of debt is $40 million in net worth. I think most people would be happy with having a net worth of $40 million, right? So you got to make sure you're looking at the complete picture. And I think a lot of times we just look at one area or another, right? So-and-so has this much debt, or look at all the assets I have. It's like, all right, well, you know, what's the liability side of the equation look like? And so when you bring the assets and the liability side together in the balance sheet, you can quickly and easily calculate net worth. Pretty straightforward. So anyway, that's what I wanted to go over with you guys in today's Get Your Money Right segment. So again, step one, dig out your list of assets from the beneficiary section. Step two, dig out your list of debts from the debt section that we did earlier in the year. And then step three, however you want to do it, whether you custom build it, email the show, and I can try to scrub mine and send you a blank copy, or just go to vertex42.com and you can download the personal financial statement template on there and plug and play and edit it. I'm assuming you can edit it as you see fit. Just find something that works for you, and it makes it, you know, kind of a fun thing to track. You know, I remember I got to go back and find the file, but I think I've been tracking net worth now for many, many years, and I used to create a new tab every time I would update it. In fact, I probably haven't created a new tab in a while. I just kind of update it on the fly and everything updates. But I remember way back in the day when net worth was significantly lower, and I could click the different tabs and see that morph and change over time, because different things are happening, you know, whether you realize it or not, you know, things are always happening. I actually had lunch with a friend of mine who is actually a financial advisor as well, and I've been trying to get him on the show for the longest time. You know who you are. If you're listening to this show, come on the fucking show, dude. People would love it. But anyway, we were having lunch and somehow the topic of net worth came up. We always talk about money and stuff like that. And I had mentioned how in a relatively short period of time, how there was a fairly substantial change in net worth. And he kind of scratched his head for a second. He's like, well, that makes sense. Because you're looking at everything, right? Everything from the rental properties and what the values on those are. Every month that goes by, right, you have principal pay down that's coming in from mortgages that are getting paid, other debts that are getting paid. You have contributions that are going into things like retirement accounts. You have potential asset appreciation or depreciation depending on moves in the stock market. You have income coming in from your investments, income coming in from, you know, your business or your job, your wages, whatever the case might be. And so things are always going to be shifting. And once you get the ball rolling after a while, it's actually fairly surprising at times how quickly those numbers can change and how much it can change. Especially, it can change to the downside, but especially to the upside when you have all the forces that are kind of working together as well, sort of in tandem, right? The debt's getting paid down at the same time the investments are going up in value, at the same time that you're earning money, at the same time that you're putting more money into savings and investments, and the list goes on and on. Now, that's not to say that your net worth can never go down. It certainly can. But I think this is a useful tool to measure your net worth over long periods of time so you can kind of gauge financially how you're doing. And that's the point, right? So hopefully you found this helpful. Build out your balance sheet. Do the quick assets minus liabilities equals net worth. And I would be fairly certain in saying that if you do just these basic things, you're gonna have a number that probably a lot of people in your social circle unless you're a geek like me, they probably don't know what theirs is or they don't have. And it doesn't make them bad people. Feel free to share this information with them. And, you know, you may or may not want to share your net worth. Some people like to do that. Some people don't. But you might just mention, hey, you know, you should check out the Real Talk Personal Finance podcast. This guy, Cashflow King, has some pretty good shit from time to time on there. And maybe they'll enjoy it. Maybe it's an exercise they've never done before. So hopefully you enjoyed today's episode. Get your money right. Build your balance sheet. Calculate your net worth. And we will see you in the next episode.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.